This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free to join us at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Whether it's Trump in China, trade deficits, kick-ass torrents, sharing files on the internet. We can talk about all that stuff and have so far tonight. You can also bring up anything you want with you in the studio this evening. It's me, Ian.
TJ the Spy.
And Daryl.
And we've got Skype. You can join us there at Skype username lrn.fm. Our phone lines are toll free at 855-450-FREE. We go to the phones to the fun and then more about kick-ass torrents. A site that has been targeted and taken out by the federal government just this week. Let's go first, though, to Rusty. He's in Jasper, Texas. You're on Free Talk Live. Rusty.
Hey, guys. Hey, hope you're having a good Friday. I just want to comment a little bit about Trump's speech.
Go for it.
It was just really awkward. You could tell by the audience reaction. These weren't really Republican issues he was speaking towards. He even referenced Bernie Sanders. Kind of economic policies, how they shared them. I didn't personally like it. I was a Rand supporter, but it was just, I thought it was horrible. He pretty much referenced law and order. That means backing the police, not in favor of police accountability, things of that nature. Goes on to kind of demagogue, free trade, and all that stuff. It was just bad. And his daughter, I believe, before him, came out in favor of, you know, the government mandating wages for equal pay, men and women, and that didn't go over well. I thought it was just a really awkward speech. I expected more, but
What did you expect?
Well, I expect them to talk about unity and then tone down some of that. So, like, why would you reference Bernie Sanders at the Republican convention, a national Republican convention?
Well, because basically he needs to point out to the world that he's not Hillary Clinton, and, you know, that's basically the only thing he's got going for him.
Well, he's not Hillary Clinton, but he's trying to actively lobby for. I thought he was trying to pitch towards a labor vote a little, or the union vote, by saying, well, we want to get these factories up and going again. Some people are speculating that, well, if he gets the Rust Belt, then he'll win the election. But it was just, I don't think it was a speech that was appropriate for the audience. He just kind of spoke about unity and ideology being like, Republicans are in favor of free trade, free economy, not mandating, not having the federal government mandate what a business has to pay men and women, things of that nature. Just, to me, it came off awkward. It didn't seem like he had a real good grasp of.
Of course, it came off awkward because it was probably the first prepared speech that he's delivered in the entire campaign, and he probably did not write it. But I've got a couple of questions for you. You said that you were a Rand supporter. Does that mean that you're a Republican? Do you consider yourself a Republican?
I'm a Liberty Republican, so that's...
Okay.
Rusty's the guy who's called a couple few times. He went to the Texas Republican Convention and called us to kind of inform us of what the status of secession was there within the Republic.
Okay, so next question is, do you plan on voting for Donald because you fear Hillary?
No, I'm voting for Gary Johnson. I believe two Utah delegates also said they were going to vote for Gary Johnson after Trump's speech. But as a precinct chair, I can't really openly support Johnson because then I go lose that position in the Republican Party because you're supposed to.
Too late. You've already done it on national radio.
Well, it presumes that people will be able to identify.
So, Mr. John Doe, you are a Republican.
Rusty may or may not be his real name. It does say here in the story, I did a little digging on Trump and China comments last night. It does say he did apparently propose a 45% tariff for Chinese goods.
Oh, dear.
So, that's not free trade.
Yeah.
That's not free trade.
it's not, and people that are defending him, it's just, he struck a chord with voters that haven't been talked to, I guess, by either party, but they're out there because he won the primaries. Just they aren't really in tune with the Republican Party, how it's been. It's just awkward. The whole thing was weird, defending Cruz supporters when they're trying to petition, you know, on Tuesday to have a roll call vote, and then condemning Cruz for not endorsing when, you know, some of the delegates were saying, well, we need unity. Why don't you endorse from the floor? And Cruz refused to. Seemed kind of self-serving. It was just a weird
thing. I just find it all so uninteresting.
I think it's kind of funny that Cruz said, you know, vote for the candidate that's going to support the Constitution, and the Republicans all assumed that he was not talking about Trump. Why would the Republicans nominate somebody to represent, you know, a party that supposedly stands for small government and then automatically know that their candidate is not going to support small government and the Constitution?
Hey, thanks, Rusty, for your interpretations of what happened there, because I sure as hell am not going to sit there through a 75-minute-long speech. So I appreciate hearing from you tonight. The toll-free number, if you want to join us, is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
So whether it's Trump or China or the kick-ass torrents, let's go to, or whatever is on your mind, let's go to Doug. He's in Minnesota. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Doug.
Hey, my hearty people. How are you?
Hey, what's happening?
Daryl, I got a couple questions for you.
Okay. I've got a couple answers for you.
Good, good. I just want you to, the first thing that comes to your mind, okay? So, there used to be a game show on TV. It was called Let's Make a
Deal. Monty Python. Monty Hall.
Daryl, wait, sorry. Hold on.
Okay, one more time, Daryl. Let's Make a
Deal.
The Superman is known as the Man of
Steel.
The, if you have something is not fake, it is
real.
And the thing on a banana that you have to take off first is called
pill.
And the when you eat food, it's often called, you know,
chewing.
No.
Swallowing.
Prepare for breakfast, lunch, and dinner is called a
meal.
Good. Where do you get this accent from? Because you say things like deal, but it sounds like dill. Steel, but it comes out as still.
Yeah, I don't know.
Notice that about you.
Is that an Alabama thing, or is it something else?
I don't know.
But has anyone pointed that out? It's like every time I hear you talk, it's
yeah,
like,
people point it out, and then whenever I try to say it the way people are saying it's supposed to sound, I just sound like some sort of weirdo.
In your own head, though, right?
I don't know. Like, I've tried saying steel, and it just sounds
weird. That sounded right.
It sounds weird. It sounds so wrong, and this is why I cannot speak Chinese.
That's correct. So now my mom is a speech pathologist, and she, you know, she's done all kinds of speech correction stuff and accent reduction. And so, you know, practicing these things, it's just better pronunciation, you know. I don't, every time I hear it, it just drives me nuts. So has anyone heard anyone else talk like this before? Not that it's crazy.
I don't know.
I have never, you know, if I have, I you know, it hasn't really stuck with me or whatever. Daryl's Daryl, and he talks the way Daryl talks. It's okay.
Yeah. Daryl talks in the third person occasionally. Daryl has even talked in the first, second, and third person in the same sentence because I do that occasionally.
This is what happens with the son of a speech pathologist. I'm obsessed with language and pronunciation and stuff.
All right, Doug.
Anyway, I got to go take care of my meat before it congeals.
All right. Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it. Toll-free number 850. He's making fun of you, Daryl.
Oh, I honestly, I thought he said he had to go take care of his knee. And I was why would his knee congeal?
I think he said meat.
Oh, okay.
Well, Daryl, to show you that I've read your book, you can't put jelly on the communion bread.
Yes.
Is that how your and Nana said it?
He doesn't really
have
that
was the Sunday school teacher at the...
Sunday.
Okay.
Sunday.
Sunday school?
He did say Sunday school. Right.
I don't know.
Okay. Let's go to Robert. He's in Reno. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Robert.
Hey, quick comment. Something that I thought you guys might find interesting, considering the church that you're part of. Trump did say that he was going to support and defend people's First Amendment rights to say what they want to in churches on a political matter without losing their tax exemption.
Okay. Well, it doesn't apply to the Shire Free Church because we don't seek the IRS 501c3 status, nor do you need to have that status in order to be tax exempt. These are some of the lies that lawyers like to tell. If you want to hang on, we can talk more about it. It's Free Talk Live.
His hair was falling out in clumps.
PD stopped eating and all his hair fell out.
Mounds and mounds of fur all over the place.
Our hairballs have hairballs.
Our golden retriever, Sundance, scratched incessantly. There was hair all over. I heard a radio advertisement for Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids, zinc. There's flaxseed oil, the seaweed, the kelp, the digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Within 2 weeks, the shedding slowed down to almost none. The scratching went away after a few days, and Sundance's coat was starting to get shiny and glossy the way it had when she was a puppy.
Tons of energy, no more bad smell.
If your dog has shedding, dry skin, excessive scratching, the phone number for Dynavite is 859-428-1000.
859-428-1000. DINOVITE.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial in, toll free, and join us on the radio waves here. The number
for you is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Concentrate tonight when you go to bed on the position of your head and neck. In many cases, chronic headaches, neck, and even back pain can be solved with the right pillow. Your spine should be straight and parallel to the floor. My Pillow is designed to fit to the shape of your body and hold your neck in the proper position. I've been using it for a couple of months now. It's been great. I was really glad to get back from San Francisco and get back to My Pillow because hotel pillows are the worst.
It depends on the hotel.
I can't tell you how many times I've been to even a fancy hotel and have woken up with a headache the next morning just because their pillows.
The hotels that I've been staying in, they generally have a large selection. Like, they'll have 4 different types of pillow for you to choose from.
I don't know. It looks like it's a big deal, but it doesn't matter to me whether it's the fluffy one or the not so fluffy one at a hotel. It's just a bad night. But My Pillow has been great, and you can even wash the thing in your washer and dry it in your dryer. Try to imagine what your non-washable pillows are like on the inside.
Well, in theory, you could throw a non-washable pillow in the washer and dryer. You just couldn't use it afterwards.
Right.
These you can actually use after you wash it and dry it.
They are designed for that. And you can get yours with code FTL at 2-for-1 or half off. It's up to you. Go to MyPillow.com. And even if, you know, for whatever reason, you don't think it's as great as we're saying it is, you can always send it back. There's a 60-day money-back guarantee. MyPillow.com. Use code FTL. By the way, 10-year warranty on that product. Let's go back to Robert. He's in Reno. And, Robert, you're back on Free Talk Live.
Hey, I've always wondered about that pillow. What if your floor is crooked?
You probably shouldn't be sleeping directly on the floor anyway. It's generally not good for you. So you were calling about 501c3, which is a tax exemption designation, and many churches seek the 501c3, and then later on, if the pastor of the church says something from the pulpit about an endorsement of, a political candidate or an issue, the IRS can come after them for it. And you were commenting that Trump had promised that he was going to support some sort of change that would allow the churches to be able to speak out on issues and still have their tax exemption. And the thing is, what many churches, and I kind of touched on this, but I'd like to explain it a little further, what many churches don't understand is, and this is because lawyers lie to them about this, lawyers will tell a church, oh, you want tax exemption? Well, then go ahead and hire me, and I'll take you through the 501c3 process, and we'll get you 501c3 tax
exemption.
That's
a real yawn page turner.
And, there's a process and money involved in all of that, and ultimately...
It ain't cheap.
Right, and ultimately it gives the federal government control over your message. And that's a very, very disturbing thing. And so there's actually a free church movement, which is one of the reasons why we named it the Shire Free Church, because we agree with the idea of not incorporating with the federal government, not asking the federal government for permission to be a church. Because what it turns out is that you are actually tax exempt by virtue of the fact that you're a church, not because you've asked for some sort of permission slip from the federal government. Further, what a lot of lawyers will tell a church is that if you want people to be able to deduct their contributions to the church, you have to have 501c3. Also false. You can do that. You can deduct contributions to a church just because they are a church. They do not need to be 501c3.
And the IRS even has this in their documentation that you can find on their website. So
that's
this
correct.
Isn't, it's not a theory. You know, like some theory that we came up with. Oh, well, if you read here, it says this.
It's
and,
pretty clear.
You know, paragraph 2 says this, so therefore these other things.
But none of that benefits the attorneys
blah, blah, blah.
Out there. So the attorneys will always tell you that you need 501c3. Yeah. I've yet to see any reason why any church would want to be 501c3 besides the fact that they've been lied to and they just believe falsehoods about that.
Mm-hmm. How are we on getting taxes?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, no, go right ahead, Robert.
I was just thinking maybe it has something to do with the size, like if you have one of those gigantic crystal cathedral type churches that, you know, has millions of viewers on TV. Maybe it has something to do with the size for protection of a corporation.
No. Well, I mean, no. We actually know, like, for one of the reasons, the Shire Free Church, we're not a church here in Keene because we don't have a steeple. That was one of the things the city said. So, I mean, really right. What it is, they don't want to...
That's actually not what they said. The city has not ever said that the Shire Free Church is not a church. They have said that the property is not used for religious purposes. They have never said, because they've never legally been asked the question, is the Shire Free Church a church?
What?
They have never been asked that legal question.
They're not forced
they are
to answer
not
it.
Allowed well, in other words, or required or even forced to answer that question, because that is not the legal question before them.
In other words, they're saying it's because it doesn't look like a church, it isn't a church?
Correct. Well, we're not claiming that the property is a church. It's a it's a fellowship hall. It's a parsonage. Parish house. Every now and then, some church related, direct religious things happen. Meaning, there was some meditation sessions that we had here last week, and there have been religious discussions of a variety of sorts. But we didn't specifically request exemption as a church. We requested exemption from property taxes based on the that it is church associated, meaning the parsonage,
right,
the place where a priest would stay.
The Shire Free Church meets the New Hampshire legal criteria for being a religious entity, and religious entities can request a property tax exemption in accordance with New Hampshire statutes. Educational places can request exemptions. There's one other, civil something another, so like the Fraternal Order of Eagles or whatever it is, they fit the definition to where they can request the exemptions.
Yeah, and basically when they deny us that, we can take it to court, which we have yet to actually go forward with in a meaningful way. Maybe we'll do that this year.
Yeah, if you got $5,000 or $10,000 to spare on an attorney, we are always willing to go.
Which we don't. We don't. Go ahead, Robert. Anything else?
Well, that's good to know. I wouldn't have voted for Trump anyway, considering that I personally think he's the real-life coming of Brick Stilson from the Dead Zone. I don't know if you guys are familiar with that 1980s movie where Christopher Walken's character, it's a Stephen King film, right? You know, they're basically saying he came back from a long coma, and then whenever he touches people's skin, he sees the future. Well, you can catch some clips on YouTube of the film where he touches Greg Stilson, this politician's hand, and when he sees the future, he realizes that he forces one of his colleagues into pushing the buttons for the nuclear codes to start a first, into strike. And yeah, personally, I thought I was the one that actually came up with that theory. And of course, I go on the internet and found out that someone came out with that theory a few days before I did. And this was way back when Trump first started getting into office or getting into the election. No way I would vote for that guy. And
thanks, Robert.
So who do you plan on voting for?
I'm kind of on your guys' side about Gary Johnson. I'm not really for him because, I mean, personally, I think he would have been a much better choice. unfortunately, with the nominations that didn't happen, still a better choice than Trump or Hillary, definitely, for sure.
Well, when you say you're on my side with Gary Johnson, I'm not voting for Gary Johnson.
Thanks for the call,
Robert.
I appreciate it. I might vote for Gary Johnson just because he's the lesser of the evils. But ultimately, I'm not so excited. It's the local races that matter to me. Three top five.
Anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can join us here toll-free and bring up whatever you want. Our number 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. Skype username is lrn.fm. So join us on the air here. You can talk about whatever happens to be on your mind. With you tonight, it's Ian.
DJ the Spy.
And Daryl.
And also, I want to invite you to support the Free Talk Live satellite fundraiser. It's going on right now. Fund.lrn.fm is the place to go. That's fund.lrn.fm. That'll take you right to our Indiegogo fundraiser campaign page where you can help us out. We've got a several people who have donated so far and just under a month remaining to contribute to it. If you value the ideas of liberty getting into more countries around the globe, we're currently heard on satellite over Central and North America as well as Sub-Saharan Africa. Would love to expand that to include Europe if possible, as well as the Middle East and North Africa. We can do that all with one new satellite, but it's going to cost a little bit. It's going to cost probably about twice as much as our current two satellites cost. So, or I guess twice as much as one of our two satellites, or about as much as
both of the current satellites. So it would double our satellite budget, basically, to add that. And if you support the idea of satellite broadcasting, the ideas of liberty, then please go to fund.lrn.fm and help us out. We're currently at just about 3% of the goal at this point. And last year, we didn't reach our goal last year either, so I don't know. You know, I don't realistically expect we're going to reach the goal, but whatever it is that we can raise will be put towards the satellite fund. It will be put towards the current satellites that are operational. If we can reach enough to expand to that third satellite, we certainly will. There are some perks involved as well.
Like naming the satellite?
Yep, you can name the satellite channel, get a satellite sponsorship along with that. You can get an exclusive platinum amp pin. You can sit in on your favorite LRN.FM show as they are being produced, including Free Talk Live, Angel Clark, Anarchast, The Don't Comply Show, The Crypto Show, Paul Dwayne, Godless Liberty, Freedom Fiends, Flaming Freedom, You, Me, and BTC, and Peace, Love, Liberty Radio. So, Johnny Rocket Launchpad as well. So, go there to fund.lrn.fm. Sure to appreciate your contributions. And, of course, there's recognition available for anybody that wants it on our satellite page. We'll put your name up there as one of our satellite sponsors. So, once again, it's fund.lrn.fm. As we continue here, in the very beginning of the story, we talked about Kick-Ass Torrents. We really haven't gotten into why Wired Magazine is saying that the Kick-Ass Torrents case could be huge. The federal government has gone after Kick-Ass Torrents and the purported owner. We'll talk more about that. Evan is on the line, however, via Skype. Evan, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
You know, I just wanted to, like, kind of remind everybody, like, before Kick-Ass Torrents or torrents in general, there was, like, peer-to-peer, which is what torrents are.
That's right.
But, you know, we had Napster. And the federal government, well, I mean, I guess Sean Murray or whoever, I don't know how the story really added up, but, you know, he got sued, and then Napster went down, and then we didn't have anything for a while.
Just one thing real quick, Evan. Napster was not peer-to-peer. Napster was very centralized to where people would send stuff to Napster. It stayed on the Napster server.
Well, from my personal experience, I'm pretty sure I had stuff on my computer that got shared and I had to upload everything.
So,
you know?
Well, hold on, Daryl. So let me correct you here. So Napster was the very first peer-to-peer. So the directory was centralized. Without the directory at Napster, the whole thing wouldn't work. But the actual transfer, if I had like a 5 megabyte MP3 music file on my computer, so I would connect to Napster and let everyone know I had this file. You would connect to Napster, see I had the file. You would get my IP address and connect directly to my computer, and the transfer would go directly from your computer to my computer, never touching
my
Napster.
My understanding
and
was everything ran through Napster.
That was
that's actually
Napster's defense. They're like, we're not engaging in copyright infringement because no copyrighted material ever touches our servers. But that was their argument, and they lost.
And now, like, with this whole, you know, torrent situation, like, I mean, we keep seeing Pirate Bay get shut down, but unlike you guys, torrents, they come back. They're like roaches, and I love them for it. But, I mean, you know, like, as the years go on, you know, we keep seeing new and new technology. Like, this whole concept of intellectual property and copyright is just kind of outdated. I mean, it just it keeps us from advancing further and keeps, you know, ideas in the hands of corporations. But, I mean, torrents aren't the only, like, the end-all be-all. Because now there's set-top boxes out there, or just, like, you know how Amazon has their Fire Stick you can plug into your computer or TV? I mean, you can, there are modifications out there that people can go online or eBay and buy, and they can get all of their content, like everything. All you have to do is pay one flat rate fee, and then people customize these
devices.
Hold on,
you're getting all, what now? You pay for some sort of hacked Amazon thing?
Yeah, like you can get a USB stick that has, like, I forget what the program's called, like MediaFire or something like that, where, like, it essentially takes streams all across the internet and, like, just shoves them right into your, right onto that disk. I mean, right onto your USB drive.
Some of those things, they're taking streams that it's not necessarily legal for you to watch where
correct.
You happen to be. So you're not, you know, getting the content, quote unquote, legally. It's helping you find the content.
Exactly. I mean, but which is exactly what torrents are, aren't they? I mean,
right.
like, So,
right,
I mean,
but no, sounded as though you were saying that these things help you get the content in compliance with copyright law.
No, that wasn't what I was hearing him say. It sounded like what he was talking about is some way to jack Amazon or Netflix's streaming or something like
that. Okay, because when he mentioned Amazon and Netflix, I was thinking, yeah, you can pay that $9 to Netflix, and you can legally stream.
This
TV
is a one time. He said it was a one time fee, and then you get some piece of hardware that I guess I'm not really sure exactly what you're saying it does. It taps into their streams to other people.
There's tons of like pirate broadcasts, pirate streams out there that these devices connect to.
I see.
They're really just trying to make an example, and
of course,
I think it's just their fear tactics and like trying to stop pirates or people
That's
from
the same thing they did with Ross Ulbricht and the Silk Road. They wanted to make an example out of him and strike fear into the hearts of all the darknet market operators, but there's still plenty of darknet markets and thousands upon thousands of listings as we speak right now.
And Ian, I don't know if you remember the great fear from when we were kids was, oh no, people are recording songs off of the radio onto cassette tapes. We have to put an end to this.
Oh no, my mixtape of
no problem, dude. 5450 free. That's 8. I don't know what's happening here with the dump button. I tried to press it. I don't know if it was successful. So hopefully it was.
We apologize to anybody who might be listening. Please don't notify the FCC and say that we said a naughty word by act. Well, we didn't say anything, but if a caller says a naughty word on the air, we have to hit the magic button and say dump.
Okay, it looks like it did dump, but the connection disconnected right after that.
We were talking about this thing, and I've got the Justice Department's report pulled up, their big, long statement to where they say, we caught this guy. They're bragging, and they list, all of the charges against the guy, and they even have on here several movies that are still in theaters or available or were available on Kick-Ass Torrent. And then the third paragraph from the bottom is the one that just sort of, gets my goat. It says, the charges and allegations contained in the complaint are merely accusations. The defendant is presumed innocent until and unless proven guilty. So after telling the world how much of a horrible guy this is and how basically he deserves to be, drawn and quartered, well, he is innocent until proven guilty.
By the way, the Kick-Ass Torrent site, like every other torrent site, just hosts torrents. I don't know if they actually had a torrent tracker, and trackers aren't even necessary anymore to operate torrents. So all those files that they're talking about are still out there.
Yeah.
All of those torrents still exist and are available through the variety of other torrent sites. TorrentFreak.com has a list of the top 10 torrent sites. We'll tell you about them on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Adam Kokesh has agreed to meet Bernie Sanders in any city in America on any day between now and the end of the year for a friendly debate on socialism versus voluntarism, in which Bernie can choose an objective moderator. To sweeten the deal, Roger Ver, a.k.a. Bitcoin Jesus, has offered that upon completion of a three-hour debate in which both men have equal time, he will donate a total of $100,000 worth of Bitcoin to the charity of each man's choice, $50,000 apiece. Learn more at bernie.freetalklive.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You could be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using the system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by The Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
There are a lot of things in life that are hard to swallow, but your minerals don't have to be one of them. CRSupplements.com liquid minerals make that easy. The same size that plant hair root absorbs, CRSupplements.com liquid minerals are easy for your body to use, and they are easy for you to add to daily liquid intake. Made in the USA and kosher certified, we offer 21 different minerals that may be lost in food processing or don't exist in foods grown on depleted soils. Choose easy. Get easy to swallow liquid minerals from CRSupplements.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live, and you can join us here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can Skype into the show here. Skype username is lrn.fm. It's Ian, TJ, and Daryl in the studio with you here tonight. And also, don't forget that you can join us online anytime you want at freetalklive.com. We've got a Reddit-based front page, which means that you can submit right there to the front page of the website news stories, YouTube videos, fun stuff, serious issues, whatever it is you think our listeners will appreciate and enjoy. You send it there through our site over at freetalklive.com. And again, it's integrated with Reddit, so it's free to use that feature. It's free to use all the features over at freetalklive.com, whether it's the archives, the camera that we have, the studio cams, and more. It's all totally free. So enjoy at freetalklive.com as we continue here. We were talking about kick-ass torrents. Wired.com had a story about this. I know, Daryl, was there something else you wanted to add in from the Justice Department, or you pretty much finished that up, right?
No, I'd cover that where, after talking about, you know, how horrible of a guy this is, he deserves to be drawn and quartered and publicly shamed and humiliated. The charges and allegations are merely complaints, and he's presumed innocent. But he's a horrible person!
The story from Wired.com is, the irony is almost too much to bear pointing out. According to one lawyer familiar with the ins and outs of copyright infringement, the case could have sweeping repercussions on how torrents are regulated. First, a refresher. If all this talk of torrents sounds so 2006 to you, BitTorrenting is a way to share large files over peer-to-peer networks, and it's frequently used for pirating movies and television shows and music. But it's been in steady decline in recent years, thanks in part to the rise of viable paid streaming options like Netflix and Amazon Video. A recent report from Sandvine pegs BitTorrent as comprising less than 5% of total daily traffic in North America. It's still large enough, though, to have made kick-ass torrents a very big business, according to the criminal complaint that the Department of Justice filed yesterday.
And in that report, the feds allege that Kickass Torrents is the 69th most visited site on the Internet, with over 50 million unique visitors each month. That volume means that not only does the site allegedly cost copyright holders millions by enabling downloads of first-run movies for free, but also that it's able to take in nearly $17 million in additional or in annual advertising revenue. Now, I will challenge the claim that it costs copyright holders millions. Now, Wired does say it allegedly costs them millions because, as we pointed out earlier, there's an argument that the people who are pirating movies are least likely to actually go and purchase them anyway. But further, there's also evidence that people who pirate movies are more likely to buy it later because they've actually seen it and decide they like it and want to support
it. Well, here's my question. How much money do libraries cost book publishers every year?
Excellent
because
question.
You can walk into a library, pick up a book, read it, free of charge.
Yep.
And then you return the book, and somebody else can go and pick it up and read it free of charge.
But the government's doing that, Daryl, so it's totally okay. Oh, wait, don't libraries also have movies, too? In fact, I'm pretty sure that the library here has a DVD collection. Oh, I'm sorry, TJ.
Turning my microphone off so I can't speak. I see how it goes around here.
I just forgot to turn it on. The Keene Public Library,
they have a 3D printer now.
Which means you can print out things.
Anything that wouldn't be an AR-15 lower receiver. And although we should try. We should go down there and print an AR-15. Well, Cody Wilson's lower AR-15 receiver.
Could I 3D print a 3D printer?
We're not quite there yet. At least not the cheapest 3D.
Not the cheapest 3D. Yeah, it's going to be a little hard if you try to replicate Stratasys. But they had a little class, and you can actually go down there, Daryl. So I thought we could make all kinds of wonderful things to
Bitcoin QR codes.
We can do that with a label printer. I mean, I was thinking things like machine gun sear necklaces. So, like, if you put in a drop-in AR-15 auto sear to turn an AR-15 into a fully automatic weapon, those things are like $32,000. Really, they're a $50 part, and they come with a $31,950 piece of paper from the government that says, this is properly registered to you, and you will not go to prison for owning it.
But I think you make a great point, Daryl, about the government's own libraries. You know, the book companies aren't trying to sue the libraries and shut them down.
Right. Is Gary Johnson going to get rid of public libraries? Like, that would be one of my platforms, is get rid of public schools, legalize gambling, prostitution, all drugs, get rid of libraries. We'd be really popular, don't you think? You know?
Well, and the whole thing about libraries is most people forget that they get a large amount of their funding from private donations. Same thing with museums.
So the kind of popularity combined with a tendency to dismiss valid copyright takedown requests combined to make Kickass Torrents an obvious target for law enforcement. And they were number one site, so they always like to go after the top dog.
Right.
Websites such as the one seized today brazenly facilitate all kinds of illegal commerce, said Richard Weber, chief of the IRS's criminal investigation unit. He said,
commerce? Really? Allowing people to download something is now considered
illegal commerce? Yeah. Yep.
Under Wicker, okay, go on.
He says, quote, we're committed to thoroughly investigating financial crimes regardless of the medium, unquote. Authorities arrested Volin, who is Ukrainian. His name is Artem Volin. In Poland, where he now awaits extradition, the Department of Justice seized 7 domains affiliated with KAT, all of which are currently down. Law enforcement used a warrant to obtain an email and IP address associated with Volin that showed up in multiple iTunes purchases and was used to log into the official KAT Facebook account. That, combined with a Whois and GoDaddy search, a financial trail, and messages that identified Volin's known alias as KAT's purported owner, left investigators with little doubt as to his role in the site.
Can I just give some non-legal advice here?
Sure.
If you're going to run a website where you're doing stuff that might not be legal and you've registered the domain, pay the extra $3 a year for the Whois protection to where it winds up obscuring who you are.
Well, they can still go. I mean, that's the government we're talking about. They can still go to the privacy guard people and get that information.
That's why you get a prepaid debit card from your gas station. You pay cash, and then you wait like 90 days, 180 days for the surveillance footage, and then you go to a public library or a public coffee shop using a disposable laptop and then register your domain.
Or you could also use Bitcoin to fund your account. There are registrars that take Bitcoin.
Yeah.
You use a fake name.
Yeah, you can type in whatever name you want on the DNS information, so you don't even need to use the WhoisGuard stuff.
Right, but I'm just saying, you know, like, it's only three. This guy was allegedly bringing in millions a year.
Right.
He could afford the $3.
Yeah, I agree with you there. But further, you know, I think one of his big mistakes was that he used his email address, purportedly, or whatever the same email address was on iTunes, with the Kick-Ass Torrents Facebook page. So again, using a fake email or a throwaway email address to register the Facebook page would have been a way to do it. Although, why even bother registering a Facebook page anyway for a torrent website? What's the point of that? Is it really necessary? It's not like, you know, that it's the same thing as a regular business.
Right, but if it's one of these things to where you are changing the main URL
from time to time,
okay, you want people to be able to know, hey, just a reminder, we changed from kat.blahblah to kickasstorrents.blahblah.
Well, he could have used his own, you know, Facebook at kickasstorrents.net or whatever. So he could have made his own email from his own domain and used that. Now, we don't know if he was using a Gmail or what the service was that he was using.
The email address, according to UPI, was tirm@me.com.
T-I-R-M, and that is, I guess,
somehow it's a reference, according to UPI, they're saying it's a reference to a person who runs a pirate site.
I see.
But I don't. They don't explain how that's a reference.
So, again, he was arrested. If convicted, he faces a maximum sentence of 5 years in prison for each count of criminal copyright infringement and conspiracy to commit criminal copyright infringement, along with 20 years for conspiracy to commit money laundering. But that's a very big if, says Ira Rothkin, a technology-focused lawyer who most notably defended Kim.com during Mega Upload's legal troubles. Authorities shuttered that site in 2012. There are superficial similarities between the two situations. Copyright infringement, a lucrative advertising business, but Mega Upload was functionally very different from KAT. The former allowed users to upload any file, including pirated movies, and create a unique link to share it, while KAT used BitTorrent's peer-to-peer sharing technology. In other words, Mega Upload housed the files itself, but KAT did not. Quote, we're not aware of any case in the history of the United States where hyperlinking or the use of torrent files was ever found to be direct copyright infringement, says the attorney. In my view, without direct infringement, you can't have criminal infringement. Instead, Rothkin says, torrent-related copyright cases have historically fallen under the purview of civil courts, saying, quote, there are no content files on Kick-Ass Torrents. They're just linking information. He points to a case like MGM Studios versus Grokster, in which the Supreme Court held that peer-to-peer file-sharing companies could be sued for any infringement that happens under their auspices. We'll tell you more about why Wired says this could be a major decision if it's decided against Kick-Ass Torrents. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733, because then just simply pointing to where the files are would be considered illegal.
For Bitcoin to be ubiquitous, people need to use it. For people to use it, they must have it. How can we get Bitcoin into more hands? Well, tipping might be a great way. What if you could include a bonus Bitcoin tip along with your regular tip to a server? What if that Bitcoin returned to you if unclaimed after 30 days? An attractive, business card-sized Bitcoin tip that is easily claimed, gives instructions on wallets, spending, and returns to the user if unused? Tip.freetalklive.com. Tip.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using the system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by The Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.